On a Roll, the Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. Many mass mailers prefer to use stamps rather than imprints, feeling that stamps attract more attention. They also get discounted rates for their huge mailings, and for these customers, the U.S. Postal Service issues low-value stamps. They come in rolls of 10 or 25,000. For years, the Postal Service has offered these stamps to collectors in much smaller quantities through its mail order sales, strips of 25. But not anymore. If you want the 5-cent grape stamp, you'll have to order an entire roll of 10,000. That's $500. The 10-cent pear stamp will cost a grand. It's not just these new 2016 issues. Small quantities of some older rolls have quietly disappeared too. The 1-cent bobcat, the 49-cent ferns among them. Most new issue collectors only need 5 stamps at the most. That's a lot of excess stamps to use up as postage. The Postal Service is re-examining all its collector sales policies with an eye toward cutting expenses and waste. And yes, selling strips of 25 stamps takes extra time, and that means extra money. In the meantime, collectors who want a small quantity can form a co-op, buy them from a dealer at a premium, wait a few months until the dealers blow off their overstock, or wait until the Postal Service goes back to the friendlier rules. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.